This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. John Kerry is in the Persian Gulf. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to their region's security. Commenting in Doha, Qatar, he said he also agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security.
We intend to build an even stronger, more enduring, and more strategic partnership with particular focus on our cooperative counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, and also on our cooperation in countering the destabilizing activities taking place in the region.
Qatari Foreign Minister Khalid Al-Attiyah offered a cautious endorsement of the Iran nuclear agreement, calling it the best option. In a related story, a new survey in the United States shows that by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program and think it will make the world less safe. Public debt is also in the news. Puerto Rico has confirmed that it failed to make a $58 million debt payment that was due Saturday, a move that amounted to a default. Puerto Rico Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla shocked investors in June when he said the island's debt, totaling $72 billion, was unpayable and required restructuring. And also, Greek stocks plunged Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks. By day's end, the Greek market closed down 16%, with bank stocks taking the biggest hit as the Greek government struggles to negotiate a new bailout with its international creditors, the country's third in the past 5 years. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama issued an urgent call to action Monday while unveiling new regulations aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Under the plan, power plants would have to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. David Doniger is Natural Resources Defense Council's director of the Clean Air and Climate Program.
This is a historic announcement because it's the first time that the United States has put any limits on the carbon pollution from our power plants. This is the dangerous pollution that drives global warming. It's also, there's pollution from these plants that hurts people's health, asthma, many thousands of illnesses. And this action is going to protect people now, and it's going to protect people in the future.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the new rules would shutter power plants and drive up electricity costs. The Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, called the plan an energy tax. The Pentagon says the military has launched its first armed drone missions out of Turkey. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the latest.
The new flight missions from Turkey come as the U.S. launched attacks against non-Islamic State forces for the first time. But who were these enemy forces? They could be members of the al-Qaeda-linked affiliate known as the Nusra Front. The U.S. launched the airstrikes Friday at forces who were attacking rebels trained by the coalition to fight the Islamic State militant group. The U.S. says it will protect these trained Syrian rebels against a broad range of threats in their home country as they work to defeat Islamic State. The Pentagon says it has no reason to believe the people it attacked Friday in Syria were associated with the Syrian regime. It reiterated Monday it was not at war with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
In Myanmar, weeks of heavy rains made worse by a cyclone caused flooding and landslides. Authorities there say 46 people have died. The Ministry of Relief and Resettlement announced Monday that about 200,000 residents in the north and west of Myanmar have been affected by the disaster, some areas seeing floodwaters several meters deep. The Shanghai Index slumped over 1.5%, while Seoul's Kopsi Index and Hong Kong's Hang Seng each lost about 1%. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News. For more, join us online at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.